plenty of talking points at Leighton Orient over the last couple of years since the exit of Barry Hearn and the arrival of the Italians. Delighted to say that Paul Levy from the Orient Outlook podcast is with us. And Paul, there's been a lot of material, I suppose, that you've been able to talk about over the last couple of years on the podcast. How do you edit it down to a short length that doesn't last for several hours?
Yeah, it's a very good question. With great difficulty is probably the honest answer. We try to be as objective as we can. When we started out three seasons ago, we really didn't think that there would be enough to do a half-hour podcast. And at the moment, we're struggling to keep it under an hour. Just the general feeling around the club and what's been going on, the ups and downs that we've had, sadly more downs than ups, but we do get an awful lot of interaction from the rest of the Orient fandom, and we do want that to come out, and to, you know, whether it's positive, negative or indifferent, we want to make sure it's out there.
How important is it for you then, you know, because obviously you're independent, it's a podcast, it's a supporters, a fans podcast, how important is it to sort of reflect balance as much as you can, certainly the balanced opinion, because you know, you can go just down one way and be very critical, very negative, and you know, that's obviously that's going to be a direction that could be taken.
Yeah, we try to keep it as balanced as we possibly can. We appreciate that we're currently the only podcast that's being done at the moment. There are various ones in the past, but we don't want to be completely negative. Otherwise, it makes it unenjoyable for us to do.
Yeah.
To just be talking negative all the time. We have our opinions. We're positive at times. We're negative when we need to be. We're critical when we need to be. Unfortunately, we've had to be more critical than perhaps we would like to be. But that's just unfortunately the circumstances that we have here. But we do review what we do before we broadcast and make sure that. Look, we can't always have an equal balance of positivity and negativity. It's just not the way it is. So we put out what's out there, and as I say, we do rely on what a lot of the comes in on Facebook and Twitter. So we put out the pertinent points there, and it gets a lot of interaction. It gets a lot of fans debating with each other, and some make very valid points, and the conversations can go on and on and on. But essentially, it does get us talking.
What's the general vibe, though? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of dissatisfaction, there's a lot of concern around
plenty.
The club.
Yeah, there is a lot of dissatisfaction, and just at how things are being run at the moment, there's no stability. That's just what the fans want, and it makes people very, very nervous when there is a lack of stability at a club. And when you've had as many permanent managers and caretaker managers that we've had in the last three seasons, that it doesn't bode well. And you look at the more successful clubs, they've got longevity with their managers, right or not. You know, Paul Tisdale's been at Exeter for decades almost, and you know, they're not flying in League Two by any means, but they're stable and they know what their weight level is. You know, we've got an owner that's come in with substantial amount of money. He's put a lot in, and he's got nothing really to show for his money except the relegation and a load of aggravation. But what goes on behind the scenes, we're not there to actually witness. You hear and read stuff, but how things are actually done behind the scenes, we don't actually know. But when you look at the results on the pitch at the moment, we're 17th.
Yeah.
The 16th, 17th, and ostensibly for League Two, we're a big club. You know, we've got a lot of money behind us now. We've got players in the squad littered with promotion from last season players. Why are we where we are?
Yeah. I've always enjoyed coming to Brisbane Road. You know, I know that in the past, Leighton Orient has always been seen as London football fans, many London football fans saying their second favourite club, a club that they have affection for and affinity for. But I also interestingly spoke to Kevin Lisby last week, and what Kevin said was quite interesting. You know, he was here for the game where it really did get very nasty. And he said, you close your eyes at the moment if you're at Brisbane Road, and it just doesn't feel right, doesn't sound right, doesn't feel. And, you know, you detect that when you come into football grounds, and that to me is what's quite sad.
We have lost a lot of a vibe that Barry Hearn had signed off on it effectively. You know, there's a lot of changes. There's a lot of new personnel. The squad that we'd had, Dean Cox was the last one. He left a few weeks ago. So, you know, ostensibly, no one really likes change that much. But unfortunately, in football, it's just how it is. But. The trust are doing great work. Howard Gordon and his team are doing a lot to try and keep that family vibe in the club as well. It is difficult because fans are coming here. You know, we do a prediction tweet at 12 o'clock every Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think today was the first time that we had the negative, i.e. we'd lose, far outweighing Orient win or draw, which for me, in the first time of doing this in two or three years, is just shows you the apathy that people have.
Especially when you look at Portsmouth's away form, which is shocking. Yeah, really, in many respects, for a team, again, with big money, with big expectations. Okay, Paul, is there any positives? You know, when you talk about the sort of balance, is there anything that you look at that people are positive about? Is it just about the fact that football endures, owners come and go, squads come and go, but the club remains, the fans remain, or is that even that been popped somewhat?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the hardest questions I've been asked, to be honest with you. The positives are... Yeah, the positives are that we are secure. We are secure in our... we're secure in the ground. The ground's owned by Barry Hearn, who's a Leighton Orient fan.
Yeah.
Mr. Bicchetti has reiterated on numerous occasions, in particular at the Meet the President evening that he held in July, that he's not going anywhere and he wants to do well.
Yeah.
I don't think people think that he's come here to lose. People believe that he wants to do well. It's just the way he's gone about doing it that perhaps... That isn't sitting so well with people. So I suppose at the moment, you know, that's the positive, is that we've got someone who says that he's not going anywhere. The Leighton Orient fans trust are sort of mobilising and putting in plans should that change.
Yeah.
But it's essentially, you know, we've got good people at the club still. You know, I'm looking out there and seeing Danny Webb and Andy Edwards. You know, they are the positives. You know, we have got people that do want to be at this football club. Those that don't have left. So you hope that these guys that are running out on us now that are coming in do genuinely want to be here. And watching us against Plymouth last week, down to nine men, is possibly the most inspiring performance I've seen in over 2 years. So that would be a positive in that, seeing that when our backs are really up against the wall, that we can come out fighting.
I think you're still going to have a lot to talk about there on the Orient Outlook podcast, aren't you, Paul?
Yeah, we're going to struggle to keep it. We try to keep it to 45, but we are pushing towards the hour mark. But, you know, as long as things are going the way they are, then there'll certainly be more stuff to talk about, and it will keep us going.